Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
No smooth face lawyer could get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. That's the same.
All right, welcome back to it. Steve Gruber's show on a Tuesday. Glad to have you here. You know, in America, we have, what, 2.5 million people in prison? 4.5 million people on probation parole? 70 million people with criminal records? It's what some people would say is the prison industrial complex. But there's a move afoot to remove a lot of folks from prison. If you do that, what are the ramifications? Ernest Drucker here, an epidemiologist, professor of global public health at New York University's College of Global Public Health. Professor, welcome to the conversation.
Okay, good morning.
Glad to have you here. Decarcerating America, from mass punishment to public health. America certainly does incarcerate a whole lot of people, but there's a move afoot to change that, ending mass incarceration. What do you think that'll mean here in the country?
Well, I think it's ultimately going to go back to the nature of the offenses that lead people to be sentenced with, to be charged with crimes and sentenced with them, some of which are not necessarily criminal, the most famous one being the drug activities, especially drug use itself and possession. And that's what filled the prison system up in the first place, starting with the Nixon administration. And attitudes have changed. You'll witness the spread of medical marijuana and legal marijuana in the United States, the most popular drug of all, and the safest of all of them. And I include alcohol in that, definitely. Far more dangerous drug than marijuana. And the other thing is, I think we'll see a theme throughout all of this, that these drugs, starting with marijuana, but looking at some of the others, are actually beginning to leave evidence behind, now that we can collect them, of therapeutic benefits that drugs have for various kinds of conditions. For example, there's a party drug called ketamine, Special K.
Sure.
Which, it turns out, in tiny doses is a very effective antidepressant. And it's very easy to manage because it acts very quickly and acts briefly. So, you can dose it in a way that individuals control when they use. They can control their use and get some benefit, and day at a time. And there'll be a whole area of research trying to figure out how it is that ketamine does that. It has historically, it was a drug that was a dance drug, and associated with, I think it might have been an animal tranquilizer also.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to figure out where you're going with this, Professor. Are we suggesting that we medicate the people that? We medicate the people that we release from prison. You lost me there.
No, I'm sorry. It was in relation to the question about the continuation of mass incarceration, because there's a lot of support now for reducing the size of the prison system as a goal itself. That was never true before, and it goes along with a lower rate of crime in a lot of areas. Part of them associated with the things that are defined as criminal in the drug world, for example, with 8 states now legalizing marijuana and the others having medical marijuana, which means there are accepted ways of using the drug that most people use.
Do you think we should return and the one thing that I don't like is mandatory sentencing, number one. I think mandatory sentencing is a problem because, you could set a laptop computer on the desk. If it's mandatory sentencing, why do you need a judge? And the answer is you don't. Judges are there for mitigating circumstances and so forth. And every possession of marijuana isn't identical to the next, I think it's safe to say. So you could, but how would you go back and review all of these cases if people are serving 5, 10, 15, 20 years, life even, for possession of marijuana? How do you go back and revisit those when you know that, as you point out, several states now have legalized marijuana, many other states have legalized medical marijuana? How do you, reset the whole thing?
Well, one of the most interesting ways is retrospective relief from the burden of the criminal record that these earlier arrests of marijuana have put you in. You become one of those 70 million that has a criminal record, and that follows with the widespread existence of computers that don't forget anything. felony offense, in many instances, precludes your voting, getting jobs, getting a housing mortgage, you name it. And so there is beginning to be some states are beginning to expunge those records of felony offenses associated with marijuana. States that have legalized, for example, are trying to do that.
Why do we have such a disposition to incarcerate people in this country? I've looked at this before. I've never quite understood why so many people in America are behind bars when there's, I get maybe some other countries just shoot people. I get that part. But why so many people behind bars in America?
Well, most of us, the Philippines is an exception, but most don't shoot people and are not about to spend money on keeping them in prison. But the goal of reducing the size of the prison population starts locally, like here in New York, where I am. Big movement to close down Rikers Island. This is the largest prison in the country, one of the largest in the world. A jail is, temporary often for...
Holding facility, I got it. All right, so I've only got about 20, 30 seconds here. How do we begin this process, Professor, and where do we go from here? I'll have you back in the future. I'll need to talk to you more, obviously, but where do we start?
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, where do we start? I'll give you the last word.
Oh, I would say that the real sea change is that now there's an understanding that mass incarceration is a destructive force for those communities that are most affected by it, especially the minority Black African-American community, where males have a very high lifetime probability of going to prison. Their children do. So recognizing that imprisonment provides little benefit and is a problem in itself, and people are trying to think of how to do that. Unfortunately, the crime rate is dropping.
So maybe we don't have to put so many people behind bars to begin with. Professor Drucker, we'll have to continue this conversation sometime soon. A lot to cover here, and not enough time today. Thank you, sir.